quickly want to look at, we're still looking at spiritual tools, right, for building a successful enterprise. Spiritual tools for building a successful enterprise. And today, I'm not going to get into it, right, but we will look at three tools there. And the first one I want to touch on probably is the most important tool, or the most in the one where you've got to develop your skill in using this particular tool. For on it rests the other ones. And the first thing that you've got to understand, if you're going to build anything, all right, an enterprise there, build your career, whatever it is in the marketplace, the first thing that you must have a good grasp on is the word instruction. That nothing will work if you do not know, appreciate, and make yourself available to be instructed by God on how to get things done. Now, the first thing you've got to master here is to make yourself available, knowing the importance of it, so you make yourself available at those strategic moments to receive instruction, to know the role that instruction plays, and to make yourself available for that. Now, many people believe that it's money they need, or they need just to know someone else or something. And people never think that what they really need in life is instruction. They just don't know that. They feel that maybe the scale, all right, of life is tilted against them. They believe maybe they've been dealt an unfair hand. Some cases they attribute things that are going on because they are not instructed as to how to get those things done. They attribute it to generational curse. They attribute it to the devil, where God is resisting them, and I'll show this, right? Because he wants them to embrace instruction in those areas. So many people don't think it is instruction they need. The most valuable thing on the earth is instruction from God. In other words, after the salvation of a man's soul and the infilling of the Spirit, the most valuable thing, we'll see it in the scripture, is instruction. It is the game changer, which means the game changer is in listening for instruction. So when a person begins, all right, to rise, and trajectory of their life suddenly is going upwards and is sharp, and they're climbing fast, it's because they are listening, right? Their ear is on the ground, listening for instruction. They've come to see that the failures in the past were a result of not being instructed by God concerning those things. Proverbs 23 and verse 12. Let's start there. We'll quote a few scriptures here. Proverbs 23 in the book of Proverbs on instruction and verse 12. It says, apply thine heart unto instruction. And that's what we're saying. Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. So apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. Now, if you ask me to look back all my life, to say what one thing I will change If you ask me and you rewind my life and said, all right, let's start again from 25 years, what's one thing you will change? I will tell you this, my attitude towards instruction. That is what I've observed among people, the major skill that I've found among people that are very successful in the things of God and also in natural things there, is that they understand the difference between perseverance and stubbornness. They understand clearly the difference between perseverance and stubbornness. One who perseveres, which means perseverance is required. You have an objective and you stick to it. And you are willing to go through things. Mountaintop, valley experience, days of sunshine, days of heat there, days where there are no light. You are willing to stick, all right, with it until you get to the place where you get to the light at the end of the tunnel. But the difference here is this. One who perseveres maintains their declaration about the outcome. They hold fast to their confession and their vision, but they persevere, knowing things will eventually work out once they are focused and they adjust. They make adjustments according to the lessons they are going to learn on the journey. So the man that perseveres understands that, listen, I am telling you this is confident that at the end of the day, we are going to get to this point. But that declaration is based on something that he knows. That as I push for something, the environment itself will give me a lot of feedback. I will interpret the feedback correctly. And from that, I will get the knowledge that I require. And through that, I will make the necessary adjustments that I've got to make as I'm holding fast my confessions and holding fast my declarations, the adjustments that I need to make. I mean, there was a man I was listening to when I went to Abuja who, you know, said he had been declaring about his healing and everything, and his body was being fine. And he went to see a doctor declaring his healing, and the person said he was low on a particular substance in his body. And he said, all you have to do is just take mangoes. And he said, just start taking mangoes. Now, are you following what I'm saying? But a stubborn person, there's the difference. The stubborn man keeps doing what he has been doing, the same thing, and never listens to anyone. You tell that person, make these adjustments, he doesn't listen. He finds correction repulsive. That is, he believes more in the fact that I know the right thing to do. It's just that, you know, life is just not working for me. There is a force on the outside that is fighting me. So they refuse him a visa. But he says it's because of this very wicked visa officer. They've always been saying it in that embassy, this person is wicked. But after they refused you, two people coming behind, they gave them. But you still leave saying that wicked visa officer. And unfortunately, if you, all right, keep the company of people that we are saying politely now are fools, when you get back home and you tell them, they too will reinforce your foolishness and tell you that it's true. Useless people. And then you sit down saying, I did everything right. But there, when you stand before a visa officer, there is something the visa officer is reading. They are asking you questions according to what they have. And once you fail in something, the thing tells them, if they say this, refuse the visa. Now, you don't know that. You have never even been to their country, but you know why they should allow you into their country. Are you following what I'm saying? Life has its rules. Are you following what I'm saying? And when you understand these things and seek understanding, and anytime I want to show this, you get to that roadblock. right? Don't justify yourself and say there's something wrong on the outside. All you need is to start learning them. A stubborn person, all right, will feel that they are principled. It's not that you are principled, you are rigid. There's a difference between being principled and being rigid. Somebody else's principle is that he's principled such that when he hears higher wisdom there, he adjusts, all right, to that. Right? The consequence and many things, the thing about stubborn people that I personally don't like is that the consequence of their errors will be borne by the collective and not them alone. In other words, when they act stubbornly and they don't listen, and then they run into trouble, let's assume the parents that advise them are the ones going to bear the brunt of consequence of their wrongdoing. When they say, listen, this is what we can see, and then they are stubborn about it, and they say, listen, we're not going to change. This is what I want to do here. And they don't listen. They don't understand, all right, that's the way in which God, all right, has designed life. And people that are moving ahead, right, they've come to understand. And we see this, the place of instruction. And in the same way, when you get hungry, right, there's a feeling that comes on the inside that, you know, your body needs food. There is something that happens in your environment, and there's a feeling you have from within that you know, and this is what I want to show you here, that I need instruction now in my life. Many a times, these instructions will come from men, things they have penned. God will guide you. His Spirit will help you in interpreting that. All right? But you've got to humble yourself there and listen and take instruction. I think I heard Bill Winston was one that said, it's Dr. Bill Winston, about a rocket. He said, when they lock in the coordinates of where it's going, let's say it's going to the moon, then they lock the coordinates into the thing and they fire. However, if it continues in the trajectory where they fired it, it will never get to the moon. So what happens is, as it locates and locks its destination, it begins to make adjustments, I think every 10 minutes towards it. It's making adjustments. So once you set your confession and you lock onto your destination, you have to make adjustments to get there. If you don't make those adjustments, you will not get there. The adjustments that you need to make. You are making your confession there. You're making declarations, but the adjustments that you've got to make as a person. Any man that stands up, has nothing, and is, as they say, bloviating like I know everything, I'm telling you, except there's serious repentance. I'll show you. And that's why when you get into a place and you want to be the loudest voice of knowledge, instead of being the most effective listener, we know you haven't learned the fundamental lesson of life for progress. I told a friend, he will follow me, he was pastor, went to preach in Abuja. He came, so I said, let's go ride together to the airport. I told him, I said, where I preached, you saw I was bringing down my notes and writing things. I said, because if you come into any environment and you can't learn anything, you are dense. I said, you hear what I said? If you fly abroad and you go Dubai to London and you come back and you don't have notes on what you will integrate into your business, haven't observed what is going on there, then you are spiritually dense. Listen to me, if I take you to the zoo and I take you around and you're observing animals for 30 minutes and you can't learn anything from all you have seen on what to change in your business, you are dense. Say, how do we know? Check Proverbs. It talks about ants, talks about birds, wisdom lessons. Now, the person who understands instruction, that's why, how did the man say? He says, a little sleep, a little slumber. Where did he get the instruction? He said, I walked by the land of a man. He said, he was overgrown with thorns. He said, then I heard and I received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber. Once you get on that side and your inner ear is opened up to the lessons of life, you will walk out of this place, I'm telling you, and every day of your life you'll be getting, life becomes an enjoyable experience, because every day of your life as you interact with things, you will be getting wisdom tips. Are you following what I'm saying?
Someone can say, well, I have a driver, and the driver made a mistake. And you say, you fool. You should keep quiet and say, listen, this mistake he made, how am I making this kind of mistake in my own life?
Proverbs chapter 15 here, and verse 33. It says, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. And before honor, there is what? Humility. In other words, anybody who is promoted, anybody who is honored, anybody who is elevated, before that, there was what? Humility. And humility there is not, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. You're right? Someone can be saying, yes sir, full of pride. Are you following what I'm saying there? Humility there is what we're describing here, which means that that person understands that if they are not yet elevated, there are some things they don't yet know. They have got to find the instruction, which means there is something I still do not understand there, and they open up unto God, that God come and teach me this particular thing. First Peter, put it up, chapter 5 and verse 5, and it talks about elders to the younger, and then it says, yea, all of you be subject one to another, clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud. Which means, you'll see this, a person who doesn't take the instruction of wisdom, a person who gets to a place, all right, and that person is proud and doesn't feel that they need instruction there, he resists, God resists that person, and he gives grace to the humble. In other words, in the instructions that they receive there, grace is ministered right into their lives. Instruction, power of it. Copeland was asked, how come your ministry is this powerful? Many people sat under Kenneth Hagin in his day. How come you guys are this way and many are not? She said, very powerful statement. We all listened to him. They understood the message. We took the instructions and went to implement. And let me say this in a helpful way. I found out that people that get born again probably after they left school and are in business and get born again, they have a tendency to listen for instructions. Which means they are very practical in their approach to spiritual things. When they sit down, they look at it, God, how do I integrate this message practically? They don't go into doctrinal battle. They want to know, are you following what I'm saying here? They want to know exactly how this thing works and how to implement it. It's campus champions that actually, and I have to deliver myself from this, that just deal in theories. Because the way they absorb knowledge when they were on campus, you didn't need to use it for anything. Your parents paid your fees. You were not believing God for accommodation. Their place was there. Everything. So all your depth was just theoretical depth. You get what I'm saying here? Where you are just discussing the word. No, I don't agree with you. No, that word says this. No, I don't agree with that. That word says this. It didn't mean anything. We argue. Then you come back. I read deeper Greek. And then you do that. So there is a tendency when they come out and they approach things there, they still have that intellectual approach, all right, to the word of God there. They don't have it in that instruction way. Now let's go into this world of instruction. Proverbs 15 and verse 32. It says, he that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul. But he that heareth reproof, the word reproof there is correction, getteth what? Understanding. So a man that refuses instruction despises his own soul. And somebody that gets correction or hears correction, he gets understanding. In other words, when he took correction at that point, then he understood. When he got there and he was corrected, then he clearly understood. Somebody says, well, I went to the financial institution for money and they didn't give me any money. Useless banking people. What rubbish is that? My great idea. But they don't loan out money based on the greatness of your idea in this culture. There are other things that they are probably looking at. I told somebody, go to America. I said, there are two ways in which you succeed. Now you've come to this country, be very clear. Either you become a professional here, you do masters, you do that, you develop that skill. Or if you're going to go into business, start your business early. Don't take all these jobs where you are doing McDonald's and you begin to interact with people that have no vision for their future. I said association counts in this place. 5 years we go, you'll be flipping buggers because what they are saying there won't stimulate anything. I said it's better for you to sit on the streets of Manhattan and sell akara and hope that somebody will break through into your African meal. I said, but do this. If you sell two akaras in the morning, write it down. How much you make, document it. Have everything documented, your financial transactions. Because the day you need money from the American bank, if you walk in there and they can see documentation for 3 years, and they can even see profit of $5,000 per annum, they'll back you.
Thank you for listening.